Keith Peters reporting. Arizona has become center stage in the national abortion debate after the state Supreme Court ruled that the state may enforce a strict abortion ban on the books since 1864. Bob Agnew reports.
The ruling has Democrats hoping to strike fear in the hearts of American voters that GOP victories in November will translate into new abortion restrictions, both at the state and federal levels. Vice President Kamala Harris will echo that message when she pays a visit to Arizona on Friday. In the past, Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake has praised the 1864 law, but following the court's decision, she's now calling on the governor and state lawmakers to replace it with a more moderate alternative. Bob Agnew reporting.
The parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly have each been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison for failing to take steps that could have prevented the killings of four students.
Before sentencing, family members of the Oxford High School students killed in the 2021 shooting spoke. Craig Schilling, whose son Justin died, says his life will never be the same.
It's fair to say that I live every day with pain, anger, heartache, regret, anxiety, stress, you name it. They are all there.
Justin Schilling's mother, Jill Suave, addressed Jennifer and James Crumbly.
You have failed your son and you have failed us all.
Nicole Beausoleil was the mother of victim Madison Baldwin.
Your Honor, I request that the maximum sentence be enforced as it will never come close to the life sentence I was given.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A New York appeals court judge has rejected the latest bid by former President Donald Trump to delay his hush money criminal trial less than a week before jury selection is set to start. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 9 points, the Nasdaq rose 52, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. The governor of Florida makes a prediction.
Democrats think the issue of abortion will win them the Sunshine State in November, but Ron DeSantis doesn't buy it. The Republican governor says he believes voters will reject a ballot amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state's constitution this fall. He also thinks a measure that would legalize recreational marijuana will be defeated. DeSantis says, quote, when voters figure out how radical they are, the measures will fail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church is preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, an event that was originally scheduled for 2020. It's expected that the gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination has lost thousands of conservative congregations over the past decade as the leadership has embraced the LGBT agenda. United Methodist membership in the U.S. has declined dramatically. This is SRN News. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas continue to talk in circles over a potential ceasefire deal. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
The latest exchange between Israeli negotiators and their counterparts from the Hamas terrorist organization, both sides ostensibly seeking a mini Palestinian prisoners per single hostage deal, can be described as, we reject it and we're studying it. In a statement on Tuesday, Hamas dismissed the latest Israeli offer as intransigent and not meeting any of the Hamas demands, but added they will study it. For Israel, accepting the Hamas terms means an end to its forces in Gaza before completing its off-stated missions, including the release from incarceration of scores of hundreds of prisoners, after which it remains a virtual certainty its hostages will still not be accounted for, an impossible choice for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.